just very much looking forward to it, obviously because it's the next game. You know, everyone's a full bank of fixtures, obviously, with Scunthorpe playing the night before. So, you know, everyone's got another chance to put some more points on the board. It's a very competitive league. We've got a very difficult game at York, and, you know, it's just the next one in what we're trying to achieve.
What have you made of York over the recent weeks?
Oh, like most teams in League Two, consistently inconsistent. We're all the same, aren't we? There's no team. You know, Fleetwood seem to be the team in the ascendancy at the moment with a good run of, I think it's four wins on the bounce. And, you know, every team has got players in the team that can hurt you. York being no different. Everyone's had good runs and everyone's had bad, you know, albeit on the back of injuries, suspensions, etc. So, you know, in general, we know the team we face in the next game is always going to be a very difficult opponent. York being no different than anyone else.
How do you see your own form at the moment?
Football's football, isn't it? You know, I've got great belief in the players, the squad of players. So, you know, when you get beat, you should have more belief in your players. It's easy to say if you win a game that you're good, because it's obviously very easy to say on the back of a win. I think how you support your players when it's not going so well is very, very important. As we speak today, we're second in the league. Obviously, there's room for improvement, like there's room for improvement with most clubs.
What are your memories of the game against York earlier on in the season?
I mean, memories, well, obviously they've scored a goal after about 23 minutes, a long-range shot. You know, we've then started the second half very, very well, and they've gone up out at the other end after about 15 minutes of the second half in a bit of a breakaway, a corner, a goal, you know, 2-0 down. And, you know, we showed great character to get back into the game, and the lads kept going. We had a couple of good chances. I know Liam Cooper missed a header, which hit the inside of the post and come back out late on, and Mark Richards had another good chance. So, you know, York are a good side. You know, Nigel's done a good job there. He certainly stabilised the ship. He'll come in to do his job last year. He's obviously getting a bit of momentum up now. They've signed and players. They brought a couple of players in from Cheltenham who are very good players. They've got other good loan players in. So he's certainly doing a very good job there. So, you know, games are games. The game that we played them at the Proax Stadium, I feel, will have no bearing on tomorrow night's result.
Do you have to do anything differently, or is it just about starting the game well?
You just turn up and play. You know, we started the game really well at Northampton and went one behind after whatever minutes it was. So football's football. You can't say what's going to happen. You don't try and create an environment where you think you know what's going to happen. You know, certainly in League Two, we've all seen it very unpredictable at times. You know, so every game becomes a challenge. We're looking forward to the game tomorrow. The lads have prepared well since Northampton. And as I say, we're just looking forward to it because it's the next one.
And the games come thick and fast. Is there any kind of room for rotating players ahead of tomorrow's game? Or we'd like to see anyone come in, anyone drop to the bench or anything like that?
I think it's important that when you have a squad of players, you use the squad of players for the benefit of the team, the squad, the group, and everything you're trying to do. You're trying to win a football match at York. So what we'll do tomorrow night is pick a team that we think wins it. If that means someone come in and someone come out, we do it. You know, certainly when you're in a winning team, you know, when you got that confidence up as a manager, I don't think it's too clever to make too many changes to a winning team. So certainly with our lads, if we did feel there was any fatigue, tiredness, etc. coming in, we would rotate. But what we'll do is make sure that they've played enough games to be able to say that they might be feeling that. Certainly we've only played a couple of midweek games on the spin at the minute. Before that, we've had games called off. So certainly there's no, in my opinion, there's no tiredness or any of that in the group at the minute. Will that come over the next few weeks? Possibly. But we'll wait and see.
Mark Richards has served his one-match suspension at the weekend. Is he likely to come back into the squad?
Well, I think if you'd asked the question, you know the answer, don't you? So I think I'll decline to answer that one because it's quite obvious.
There was a rumour over the weekend that he could go. Is there anything in that, or is it just nonsense?
Who?
Mark Richards.
Could go where?
Or could leave the club, could either go out on loan or you could move him on.
Well, you probably know a bit more than me. I'm only the manager, so...
So there's nothing in that at all?
As I say, you know more than me. You with me? I'm preparing for a game at York, and obviously Mark Richards is leaving, so I obviously don't know about it. So,
looking back at the game against Northampton at the weekend, now you've had time to reflect on the game, how do you see it?
Just a very good 3 points. Very, very good 3 points. It was to have the kick in the teeth as such of the penalty. Do you know, to obviously the penalty comes back at conceding two late goals against Rochdale midweek. You know, the easiest thing to do in football is feel sorry for yourself and your shoulders go down, but... That was never the case with our lads, and you know, I was really pleased with the whole day. I felt the day went very well for us. We had really good travel and support. You know, the substitutions come on and had a good impact in the game. And as a manager, you always get criticised for everything you do, and I don't hide from that. It's football. You know, I've got a very good, strong support staff for our club, and we take any criticism going, we take it on the chin. And I was just really pleased with the 3 points because, you know, the easiest thing for people to say is, oh, Northampton are this and they're down the bottom of the league. And you know, you can make excuses as to why you should win. You know, every game in this league is very competitive and very hard. Northampton are a very strong club. We've got good players. You know, so to go to Northampton and win, you've got to do well. We certainly done that on Saturday.
Armand Nadwea comes off the bench and scores again for you. Is he giving you a bit of a selection headache?
No, I think all players, we see lads train from Monday to Friday. We then see lads come on the pitch. We know what our lads can do. It's, you know, eventually soon when you're at a club for a period of time, you'd probably decline to answer all these questions. And that's not being, you know, because I've just got great belief in the squad. The squad is all the players that you keep speaking about. And I'm not trying to be clever with you. You know, that I've got great faith in Armand, Mark Richards, Owen Doyle, you know, Dan Gardner's come in, Jay O'Shea. But you always have to go through this thing. I'd rather, you know, that we speak about the games coming up. Certainly, you know, the strength of our squad, which I feel it is. You know, a criticism a little bit ago is that we don't score enough goals, and we seem to have solved that at the minute. So that'll dry up, and that'll be, it's just football. And you've got to go through this week to week about players. Players should give you headaches. That's what they're supposed to do. They should show you that they're ready to play. And certainly we've got a squad of players that all want to play.
I meant to follow up and ask about Armand, obviously a young lad. How do you think that he's developing and learning his trade? Obviously, it's his second season with you.
Well, it's hard, isn't it? Because the only way you learn is by being out there on the pitch, and you've got to make mistakes. And, you know, sometimes for our supporters, when results become vital, they are all the time, that you don't have time to learn. You know, and sometimes when you're putting lads on, certainly against Rochdale at home at 2-0 up, you know, was I disrespectful thinking the game was over? No. Not at all, because you bring the same lad on Saturday and he goes through and scores. So obviously you'll always get a bit of criticism. I think Armand's very much a work in progress. He's a very exciting young player who shows commendable courage away from the pitch. He trains hard every day. He's got a good work ethic. He wants to be a footballer. He wants to get better. And I think when you've got that with a young man, I think he's got a great chance to go. Not a long, long way in football, meaning that I'm putting too much pressure on him, but he'll certainly have a good football career in England.
Certainly sounds like he's got the right work ethic anyway.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. And that's the pleasing thing, because all our lads have it. You know, lads come in and out the team. Sam Togwell's been in and out, and they have a great work ethic. You know, and that's the job of players. The job of a player is to show the manager that they're ready to play. And by working hard and training well, you're normally giving the right messages to the manager.
It would be remiss of me not to ask about Dan Gardner. I mean, since he's come in, he seems to have had a great start. His debut at the weekend, what did you think about that?
He done all right, didn't he? He's a good player. You know, we've got other good players in the team. I think what happens with good players, they slot in with each other. And I think we've been very lucky with Ollie coming into the club and Dan Gardner coming in, that they're both good players. Because what supporters don't realise, football's a very, very strange game. It's a game where you can go into a club, for example, and you can cost the club, in our level, you could cost the club a large transfer fee, or you could come in for nothing. But the most important thing is how you train. Because if you don't train well, you won't get the respect of your fellow pros or your fellow teammates. And certainly with our lads, lads have come in, and I don't like the word non-league. I've never have done. I think it's disrespectful to lower leagues and conferences, etc. But when lads come in from different clubs, if I brought a lad in tomorrow from Everton, well, he'd be great, wouldn't he? But if we bring a lad in from somewhere that's lower in the air, it's not supposed to happen. What these lads have done is got the respect of the teammates immediately by what they do on a pitch. Certainly Dan's going to be a very exciting player like Ollie is.
And he certainly hit the ground running, hasn't he, with those two goals?
I think he could have a couple more if it's truth be known. So, you know, there's pressure on Dan, there's pressure on us all. It's football, it's the nature of the game. He's had a nice bright start to his Chesterfield career, and long may it continue.
What's the latest on Drew Talbot as well?
Yeah, Drew will miss the game tomorrow night. He's getting closer and closer. It's not, and that's major, but certainly Tendai coming on Saturday was excellent. So that doesn't cause us too many problems today.
Are we likely to see any ins or outs ahead of either Tuesday or the end of the transfer window?
Listen, you never know with us, do you? You know, you never, ever know with us. We're always trying to improve the squad. You know, to improve our squad, you've got to be a good player. Certainly, as we go forward, we must bring a couple more of younger lads in, because we're going to hopefully have a reserve team next year. And them jigsaw pieces are being put in place as we speak now, so that'd see the squad develop a little bit. But it all goes hand in hand with a bit of success on the pitch. So at the minute, we're going along okay. Long may it continue.
That sounds like an exciting prospect. Are there any particular young players that you've kind of got an eye on, or that you're sending scouts out having a look at?
No.
And no positions that I'm guessing you're looking to kind of strengthen with this final run into the end of the season?
We're looking to strengthen every position in the club. It's football. You know, all good teams always strengthen. When you strengthen, when you're strong. What happens with football clubs today, they let a manager's tenure run out at times, or then managers get sacked. And the natural thing is, for a new manager comes in and wants to replace everything. You should be progressing at a football club is a daily thing. You know, and we're trying our best to become a better club by the day. You know, certainly our staff must work hard to do that, and that relates to the players. That's just what football clubs do.
And anyone that you're planning to kind of send out on loan or anything?
That's just an ongoing thing. Jamie Devitt done well at Morecambe on Saturday. We're really pleased for Jamie. You know, we do feel that lads playing competitive football is beneficial to their career. So if something come up that was right for us and for the player and the other club, then we certainly do it.
Does that mean that you could see him kind of stay down there longer? Or?
He's there for a month, so. Unless they have longer months in Morecambe than they do in Chesterfield, which I'm not aware of, I must tell you, is that. I don't know. It's a month to gain some experience and to play some footy. Certainly he's done that Saturday, and hopefully that'll continue.